Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of modern Singapore and architect of its rise to global economic prominence, has died. He was 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia and was later placed on life support. The office of Singapore's Prime Minister said Mr. Lee, who ruled the island nation from 1959 until 1990, passed away peacefully earlier today. Mourners took to the streets the minute that the news broke. This woman and her children were among them.
It's affecting the whole family, and God bless his soul, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. Without him, we wouldn't be what we are right now.
The government has declared a state of mourning for Singapore until Mr. Lee's funeral next Sunday. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power on Sunday urged all the rival parties in Yemen to return to the U.N.-mediated peace talks after Shiite Houthi rebels seized the central city of Taiz. Power issued a statement following an emergency U.N. Security Council meeting to discuss the situation in Yemen. Iranian allied Houthis seized the capital in September and have battled with Sunnis as they try to expand their authority. Despite fierce fighting around Libya's capital, Tripoli, United Nations-led peace talks in Morocco will be extended for two more days. Western leaders say the talks are the only way to end the chaos in Libya, where the two rival governments and armed factions are battling for control. The U.S., France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Britain say they are deeply concerned about the growing threat from the terrorist groups in Libya. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebsi said Sunday that a third gunman in the massacre of tourists at the country's National Museum is on the loose. Mr. Essebsi's comments were the first time officials have said they were three gunmen in last week's attack that left 21 dead, all of them, one except for one foreign tourist. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for that attack. Insurgents captured four Syrian airmen on Sunday after their helicopter crashed in a rebel-held area in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which tracks violence in the country, said the aircraft experienced a technical malfunction and made an emergency crash landing. Monitoring groups said opposition fighters, including some from the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front, took four crew members prisoner. Another crew member was killed by his captors, while the fate of the six airmen is unknown. Israel's president launched 2 days of consultations on Sunday with leaders of the parties elected in last week's election. They will recommend their choice for the prime minister-designate to form the next government. VOA's Scott Bob reports.
Leaders of the six parties that won the most votes in Tuesday's elections met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin. Mr. Rivlin said before meeting with Likud party delegates that because of the security, social, and financial challenges facing Israel, he hoped the next government would be formed quickly. He says Israel had a stormy and passionate election campaign, and now is the time to start a process of mending and healing. The Likud party won 30 of the 120 seats in the Israeli parliament. As a result, its leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is likely to be designated to form the next coalition government. Scott Bob, Jerusalem.
NATO's military commander says the West needs to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it counter Russia's continued involvement supporting pro-Moscow separatists who are fighting Kiev's forces. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove spoke Sunday to a Brussels conference.
We, I think, in the West should consider all of our tools in reply. Could it be destabilizing? The answer is yes. Also, inaction could be destabilizing.
In recent weeks, two of Germany's top diplomats have warned against providing lethal weaponry in Ukraine without first considering the possibility of a massive Russian military response against Kiev's overmatched armed forces. France's conservative UMP party, led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy, placed first in Sunday local elections. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.